This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In past visits, we have amplified the first point in our outline of the book of Habakkuk. Now let's look at point two, authentic prayers to God. The book of Habakkuk is an ongoing prayer, a two-way communication between him and God. It's a picture of what Paul meant when he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray continually," or as the King James Version puts it, "pray without ceasing." Another translates it, "pray without interruption." How do you pray without interruption? Basically, you have an ongoing conversation with God as you're going through the varied circumstances of life. By a conversation, I mean a two-way conversation, including talking, listening, reflecting, and maintaining faith in God throughout the conversation. This conversation is not always tranquil, merely sharing ideas. It is clear Habakkuk was confrontational and passionate. He felt deeply when he cried for help and was frustrated when he didn't get a response. He was impatient with God and accused him of being tolerant of evil. But in the heat of his complaint, he was sensitive enough to hear God's response. As I pointed out previously, I'm not sure he heard clearly all God said. God said, "Look at the nations and watch." Habakkuk was focused on his nation. God was concerned about all nations. In our praying, we often try limiting God unintentionally by hoping he responds only to our concern. God not only cares about our concerns, he is concerned about other nations being decimated by the army of the Babylonians. He will see that justice is done to all.